Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
See, that's what I like about you, Peter. You can literally just cruise in here, drop down with beer, and we spent the last 5 minutes during that song just chatting about other breweries and places you've been now that you're with Roadies and they're celebrating their second anniversary this weekend. You're so much happier than you've ever been before.
Oh, thank you. They treat me well, they give me my freedom, and they let me make really good beer.
As a creative brewer, that's all you can ask for.
We definitely gave him the creative route, gave him the tools to where he could do what he was really wanting to do. Peter and I, we've known each other for years now, and he was never one that wanted to do production brewery. He wanted to focus on small craft.
I don't know what you're doing with this beer, but we're drinking your pocket pale. Out of the rip, I thought it was wrong when you poured it in the glass because I got this really bright floral hop aroma off the front end. I thought, are you sure this is a pale ale?
This pocket beer is super fun to make. It's low ABV for your pale ales, but it still tastes back to before when we call them session IPAs, but no one liked that name.
No.
It's hot, pretty much like an IPA, really light in malt, hits you right around, 5.3%. It's just something you can drink all day if you're a hop lover. Yet, if I go camping, IPAs get me too drunk and I pass out before the sunset.
See?
So I want these low ABV hoppy beers.
You know, if you got a sixer of these, you know, five go into the water to stay cold and one's in your hand.
Absolutely. Exactly what it's made for. And on a hot summer's day, a drier beer with a cleaner malt bill usually ends up leaving people wanting another sip of beer.
As I've worn my elbow out almost drinking this entire glass you poured for me. I gotta ask, are you doing any crazy riffs on beers like this for your anniversary celebration this weekend?
Yeah, we have a pretty crazy triple dry hopped 100% Citra West Coast IPA where we use pretty much all the Citra YCH makes.
Does it have Citra in it? Yes. Does it have that Citra in it? No? All right, give it to me. It's going in.
Dynaboost, Hyperboost, tons of cryo, and regular Citra. But,
you know, you're gonna have to tell me how that brewing process went. Let's put a song with this pocket pale ale, of course, by the can. By the name, how can we not put Alanis with this?
Right?
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.